So that's Stacey Jackson featuring Snoop Dogg with Live It Up. And you may have noticed that here at Hot Hits UK, we've been playing the new single from Stacey Jackson for a number of weeks now. So we're delighted to welcome on the line Canadian-born dance songstress, Stacey Jackson.
Hi, Stacey.
Hi. How are you doing?
Nice to see you.
Would you say songstress is a good description for you?
Songstress, songwriter, singer, yeah, any one of those.
It covers a lot of things. I looked it up, actually, just to make sure. It's in Wikipedia, it says a woman who performs songs, especially ballads or popular songs, or a woman who writes songs as well. So I guess
there you go, and then it covers all those bases.
Yeah, that's fantastic. So you were brought up in Montreal in Canada. You've lived in New York. You now live in Chelsea in London. What brought you to the UK?
Originally, I came over as my husband had a job opportunity, and we thought we'd be here as expats for, you know, a year or two. And we loved it, and stuff just started to take off, particularly for me, I mean, and for him. And we decided, well, maybe we should stay. So we ended up selling our place in New York and moved here.
And you love living in Chelsea?
Oh, we do. Yeah, I love it.
Do you support the team?
Yeah, I have to admit. And the funny thing is, when we first moved over here, I mean, the team was not doing that great. It was pre-Abramovich.
Yeah.
And it just happened to be this sort of local side. And my kids were babies at the time, and we just kind of rocked up to the box office. And at the time, they were, like, giving away the seats, you know? And we bought season tickets, and at the time, they were, like, you know, cheap. And we were like, great, we're supporters. There you go. And all of a sudden, the team just became what they are now. So, hey,
yeah,
there you go. So I'm not a Glory supporter.
They've had a fantastic year this year. And I must admit, I am a Chelsea supporter myself. Not that I follow football, but Chelsea is my team if I'm challenged.
Oh, good.
So, and of course, you've actually used Spencer and Binky from the TV show Made in Chelsea in your Pointing Fingers video, didn't you?
Yeah, it's funny because I just was at a book launch last night for Binky. She's a friend of mine, and somebody just sent me something from the Daily Mail that ran a picture of me and Spencer because we are both wearing leopard skin shoes and not leopard skin. Leopard skin, like the pattern, right? Leopard pattern. And so obviously they thought that was quite interesting that we were wearing animal prints.
So your parents both had very different professions, nothing like what you're doing at all.
No, not at all. My mom, you know, was at home, and then she became like a family life educator. She went into schools and taught about, you know, drugs and sex and stuff. Like,
yeah,
you know, what do they call it here? PHSC or something?
It changes every year, I think.
Yeah. And my dad was a graphic artist. But, you know, he was in the music industry as well because he designed a lot of record covers for some pretty famous people back in the day. So
yeah, I was looking up the sort of the history and your background, and it said that your mother sort of retrained and became a sex education teacher.
That's right.
And I have this vision of Barbara Streisand from Meet the Fockers. Is that
that is my mother to a T. Honestly. Everybody says that to me. You're funny because we don't. You're not even like. I don't know you, and like, you know, we've just met. And my friends, when they saw that movie, they were like, "Oh my god, that's your mother." It's funny.
So I should imagine though that you've sort of taken the creative side from your father, if he was doing sort of graphic design and that kind of thing. Is that where you got it from, do you think?
Yeah, I guess so. You know, I have a lot of creativity in my family, and my aunt is a pretty well-regarded sculptress, and, you know, I had an uncle who was an artist as well. I have a lot of, you know, art in my family, but in terms of singing, I'm probably the only one.
Right. So you've got four children, Reed, Tyler, Liam, and Michaela, the youngest, and your husband's the very successful businessman, Henry Jackson. Life must be quite hectic at times.
It is. It's very, you know, because he travels a lot and I travel a lot, and it sometimes are two ships passing in the night, and trying to juggle the kids and everything is a bit difficult, especially that my career has taken off and I have to tour and perform, and so it's gotten a bit crazy. But you know, he's very supportive. My kids are supportive. I think the bottom line is, if you have a happy Stacey, you have a happy mom, right?
Yeah.
So it all balances out.
So what's a typical day like for Stacey, or isn't there a typical day in your household?
Well, today was not typical because I had to do a bunch of radio interviews, which was all great. You know, it could be something being up at 7 o'clock in the morning for the school run, and then I either go up into the studio and write songs, or I'd be... And currently I'm developing a line of fitness wear. Mm-hmm. So I've been working on that project, and obviously I'm releasing a new single, so I'm doing a lot of promo for that.
Yeah.
So during the day, it looks like all work, and then at night the kids will come home, and then I might have to go out and do an event. Like last night I went to Binky's book launch, or I have to perform. Every day is a different day, but it's always chaotic.
So it's fascinating. I mean, obviously it's exciting if you don't know what's coming up, and obviously things are changing quite a lot in your life.
Always. I mean, my diary looks like a roadmap, to be honest. I mean, you know, it's really hard to juggle, because then when I'm on tour, it's like perform, or radio interviews, and, you know, it's really intense, especially if I go over to the States and I have to fly from one city to the next, and I'm performing late at night, and it's hard to be in touch with the kids when it's, you know, when I'm in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
And I'm on stage, and my kids, it's literally the next morning for them, you know? So it's really hard to balance that, but we've managed to figure it out, I think, over the last few years.
So what do your children think about having a pop star mum? Is it exciting for them?
It is. I think it depends which kid you ask, actually. I mean, my older ones, it was, you know, they were going through adolescence. So this is actually a good thing that my mother was a sex ed teacher, because, you know, she was a really good person to have around. And when I tour, she'll come and basically fill that gap, because my kids were going through, you know, adolescence while I was going through all this, you know, success, I guess. And it was hard, because they're boys, and I think every mom, no matter what they do, is embarrassing.
Mm-hmm.
So I think now they're through it, and I think they're quite proud of me, and they're very supportive, and I believe they find that I'm kind of inspirational, I suspect. I mean, my first hit record didn't happen after I turned 40, so it is quite new in the last few years that all of this has started happening for me. My little ones only know me now. So
you're one of those people that's always singing around the house?
It depends. Yeah, now I scrutinize all the remixes, and now, like, it's more my office is always blasting with music, which is great. I don't really sing around the house. It's funny that you asked that, because, you know, well, maybe I do and I just don't notice it. I'm going to have to ask my kids that if I sing too much. I don't think I do, but maybe I do.
Yeah, but they're saying to their friends, oh, mum's off again.
Exactly. I don't think I do, but maybe I do. Maybe it's so, like, you know, it's so subconscious that, like, I must sing. But yeah. Who knows? I have to ask them. Do I sing too much?
Who would you say inspires you? Do you have people that you've got inspiration from?
You know what, I actually love the fact that I'm a little older in this industry, because I feel like I really am able to pull on all the influences from all the genres and generations of music that I've lived through. So, like, in this particular single, I actually sampled a little bit of Flashdance in there. Like, that's back in my day, you know.
Yeah.
The youngsters don't notice it, but, you know, you would, and, you know, we do. And I think that having those kinds of influences, but true to who I am now. So when I'm writing, I can pull upon actually real life experiencing that music and dancing to that music or working out to that music. And so now when I'm writing, I, you know, it could be anything from the 80s, like you know, with the Flashdance, or my last single, Pointing Fingers. I was influenced by, you know, sort of the early 90s dance music, like Robinette and those sorts of things. But back in the 80s, I mean, I went through a proper hard rock phase, you know, big hair and acid wash jeans and that sort of thing. So, you know, my influences are pretty much broad, but I think they do make me who I am as an artist today. And I can't really pull upon one particular person. I mean, like Diana Ross, Cher, like those people. When I was younger, I wanted to be them, you know?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And here I am now.
Yeah. I've seen comparisons made between the likes of yourself and Kylie and Madonna. Would you say that's a fair comparison?
Oh, that, my God, not that's like an honor to be even compared to them. I mean, they've been in this business for zonks since they were, you know, tiny. And they've grown through it. I just sort of popped on the scene a few years ago, and to have that comparison has been, you know, and people have been comparing me to them largely because my music is, you know, in that genre.
Yeah.
We're both the same age, or we're all the same age roughly, or Jennifer Lopez is my age, like that kind of thing people are comparing me to, largely because I think, I guess, our age and the same genre of music. But that's a real compliment to be even in that sentence.
It's not a bad comparison, is it? It could be far
no,
worse.
No, not at all. I mean, they're the queens of pop. So, you know, it's just a total compliment to be put into that same category. Yeah.
Move over, Madonna. Stacey's coming through.
Exactly. Although she is still like 10 years older than me, but still.
Yeah. who's counting?
Who's counting?
Yeah.
What's the number?
Exactly. Yeah. The entertainment industry is obviously a very fickle profession to be in. You only have to look at the sort of top 40 each week and see artists sort of coming and going so quickly. And certainly in the last few weeks, we've had a new number one almost every week, which is very unusual. What do you think it takes to become successful these days?
A little luck and a lot of hard work.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you really don't know. Honestly, it's blind. I mean, there are obviously some industry people out there who are looking for the next new big thing. And, like, these A&R guys at all the record labels, they think that they know what is the next new big thing. But you just don't know. Sometimes you're in the right place at the right time. I mean, the same thing that happened, you know, when I sent my track out to Snoop Dogg. And it was one of these things where, you know, when my manager said to me, we needed a rapper on the track, and he said Snoop Dogg, I thought the guy was literally smoking something himself. And he's like, you know what, Stacey, some of it's luck and some of it's hard work. You're never going to know unless you actually try. I mean, Snoop could have said no. And you know what? We did it. We sent him the track. He loved my song. He loved what I was doing. He loved the fact that I was his age. We've got kids the same age. And so the next thing you know, I'm off to the States to collaborate with Snoop Dogg, one of the greatest. Yeah. And that's where everything sort of changed for me. And I think the answer is, it's take a risk, because you just don't know. And the worst case is the door slams in your face and you learn from it, right?
Yeah.
Or at least you turn around and say, well, I gave it a shot, you know, it didn't work.
And when one door closes, another one opens, so.
You hope so, and that's luckily what happened for me. But, you know, you have to. It's a lot of hard work, but look, I'm enjoying the work, and so far, as long as I can continue doing it, then, you know, hopefully it just keeps moving forward, and, you know, it's all good.
So the Snoop Dogg track, that was Live It Up. Do you still keep in touch with Snoop Dogg, or is that just a sort of one-off?
Sometimes, you know, we tweet every once in a while, and also his manager and I became friendly because we spent a lot of time together when we were in the States, so I'm in tune to what he's up to these days, but I haven't seen him in a while, actually. It's a good question. But when I'm out in L.A., I try to hook up.
So you've got any other joint ventures planned with anyone else, or maybe even more with Snoop Dogg?
Don't think I'm going to be doing something with Snoop anytime soon. I think I need to move on. Now, I've been working with amazing producers. I just came back from Miami, and I did a couple of great tracks with this amazing producer named C-Rod, Chris Rodriguez. He's worked with, like, a lot of Latino dance music artists, like J-Lo and Paulina Rubio and Enrique Iglesias and, like, that group of people. And he's won a Grammy. He's really phenomenal. And so I wanted to bring back a little bit of a taste of sort of that Miami sound. And so I wrote a few tracks with him, and it was brilliant. So I think maybe that will go, maybe in the next few months I'll release one of those singles. We'll see. But so I've been working with him on, obviously, the Made in Chelsea people, you know, they think he just did a cameo for me on my video, which is always fun to work with a celebrity. And she's a doll. And so we had a lot of fun filming that. I don't know. One day at a time, there's always something interesting that pops up.
So if there were no limits, who would you most like to work with? Who would be your sort of main star?
Musically, yeah. I think David Guetta. I think everything that he touches in my industry and my genre is like golden. And definitely him, without a doubt. I mean, there's always Pharrell and obviously Will.i.am. And, you know, I just think that David Guetta is the best at what he does. Like, I think he's the creme de la creme. I mean, there's a million of them are coming out now that are all fantastic. But for me, I think he's changed the way people perceive dance music, coming from an American perspective, because, you know, dance music in America was so not the way it is now, only a few years ago. I think with David Guetta, and he's just changed all of the way people perceive dance music in the United States. And to work with him would be amazing.
we certainly play quite a lot of David Guetta on the station, so if we ever get a chance to interview him, we'll put a word in for you.
Definitely, please do.
And likewise, if you get to meet him before we do, say Hot Hits UK would like to have a chat, that'd be fantastic.
Without a doubt. We did cross paths in Ibiza last year, actually.
Right.
But obviously I didn't get a chance to work with him yet, but you never know.
We'll keep our fingers crossed. Okay, we'll play your latest single shortly. Before that, let's hear your last single, Pointing Fingers, and then we'll come back and we'll talk some more. That's Stacey Jackson and Pointing Fingers. She's joining us on the show today. So, Stacey, tell us about Pointing Fingers. Is it based on any personal experiences?
It's a good question. Yes. How could you tell? I sound very angry in that song, don't I? It was a professional experience, actually. I had a very domineering and controlling manager. And, you know, when you're working with someone who's not, I'm not like an 18-year-old newbie that's in the industry, you know. So, like, we both came head-to-head a lot. And it was one of those relationships. But anyways, it gave me material for a song. It was a lot of fun to write, I have to tell you.
I guess, it obviously helps when you're actually writing from the heart.
Mm.
Okay, so you're married to a very successful businessman, a mother to four children, a pop star, or should I say songstress, and you also find time to do some charity work. Tell us about that.
Yeah, well, I mean, my first charity that I did some work with here in the UK was Music for Youth. And my first album was a Motown's cover album, and I had the privilege of going to a whole bunch of these festivals, youth festivals, arranged by Music for Youth, and I saw some amazing British talent, and I brought some of these kids, about 30 or 40 of them actually, down to London to record them on the first album. So I sprinkled, you know, strings, choir, bassist, guitarist, all around the album, and that was life-changing for me because it got a lot of buzz. We raised about £20,000, and like at that point I was a nobody artist, you know, and it was a charity thing, so it was a bit of a, you know, it got a lot of attention, and that's when one song got remixed off that album and changed my life, because then all of a sudden I'm sitting between Lady Gaga and Scissor Sisters on the charts, and I started getting calls from, you know, DJs and producers saying, you know, your vocal suits this genre of music, would you like to write an album with us? So my whole life changed from that, but the minute it started to change, I never gave up the philanthropy, and you know, I have, my mother is a breast cancer survivor, and last year was pretty hellish for us, and especially since I depend so much on my mom to help me out with the kids, it was like a role change, and I had to go and help her out, and it was really hard for us, and so I've become very active in breast cancer. So a lot of my shows, I actually do a big fundraising thing. I definitely try to raise money and awareness for a lot of causes.
So what next for Stacey Jackson? What are you working on at the moment?
Oh, my goodness. I've just created a line of fitness clothes. And it's funny because I've always been into fitness and into, which is great because like my music is dance music and it obviously works really well in the gyms. I mean, all the videos play in gyms around the world. And I've been teaching aerobics. I've taught aerobics for many, many, many years up into my third trimester with my third son, so pregnant. So I've always had like a health and fitness background, and obviously with the music, so I've been looking for a particular top that addresses issues that women have when working out, and I decided, you know what, I can't find it anywhere, I'm just going to design it myself. So at the end of this year, beginning of next year, I'm going to launch a line of fitness wear that isn't seen anywhere else.
Fantastic, great.
Yeah.
Is it going to be sort of available on the high street or mail order? Or
at the moment, I'm in talks with like shopping channels and stuff, which is all great because it's a technical product. So it's the kind of thing that sort of needs explanation and why it works and how it works. And once it takes off, we'll probably, you know, move from there. So, yeah, it's really exciting because, I figured out that I'm not the only woman that has these issues. And, I've done a lot of research about it. I'm like, it's a bit bizarre that like something like this doesn't exist on the, you know, in the market at all. So I just went out and did it myself. And I think it'd be fun because we're going to launch it in conjunction with another song that I've written. And I think the dance music and the fitness is such a great joint, you know, connection because for me, it's all about, when I'm writing, it's all about getting people to feel good and to feel happy and get off their tushy and start moving and dancing. And I think there's such a big connection between that and fitness. And it just makes sense for me that, you know, to segue into something of that ilk and obviously still do the music. But, you know, health and fitness is something I'm really passionate about.
I mean, it certainly helps me when I'm down the gym. I go down the gym and I see people just on the bikes and they're just reading a book. That doesn't do it for me. You've got to have something to almost dance on the machines to, I think.
Exactly. You need a beat. You need to feel inspired. You need to feel like you can cook it, you know, like you just want to get on that thing and just go. So the music that I write is those kinds of, you know, tracks where you want to get up, you want to get off your bum and start going, you know, like... And all the tracks, even if there's, it's usually a message of happiness. And even if it's not, it's always about empowering and feeling good. So even the song that we, you know, just heard, which is Pointing Fingers, and it was about, you know, a really controlling relationship. It was an empowering song because I wrote it about breaking free from somebody who was really in control. And most of my music is like that. It's very motivating and empowering and feel good and happy. And that's the kind of stuff I like to write. And that's the space that I'm in. And I think it's good, you know, make people feel like they can get up and go.
So we wish you the best of luck with that. Where can we see you next? Are you planning any live performances or tours?
I am actually, you know, because I'm back and forth to the States now and Europe and all that. So like, I have a few dates here in the UK. I'm going to be doing a lot of Gay Pride this year, which is fun. All over the country. I'm going to be doing Newcastle Pride. I'm doing Huddersfield. Doing Birmingham. I think I'm doing Brighton. So a whole bunch of those. I just played in Southampton. I'm kind of all over the place, actually. And I do a lot of sporting events as well and clubs. I think it's, if you just go on to StacyJackson.com and also my Twitter and Facebook, you'll see all the dates.
Fantastic. Well, I hope to see you live soon. I must take a trip over to the website and have a look, and hopefully I'll see you when you're next in the area.
I would love that. Well, just tweet me and we'll like be in touch and let me know where you are, and I'll tell you where I'll be playing.
Fantastic. So we were sent your latest single, Dance the Night Away, a few weeks ago, which we've been playing quite extensively on Hot Hits UK.
Great.
As you said earlier, it samples Maniac by Michael Cimbello, of course, which was used in Flashdance. Is that a favourite song of yours? I know you said earlier that it was something that was obviously...
It was. I mean, it was part of my childhood growing up, and, you know, obviously it made me, you know, it inspired me to dance and inspired me to go out and just get up off and, you know, off your bum and start dancing. And I think that was the point. It's like you just want to move to it, really. So that's why we decided to use that as sort of sample on it. And it's exciting because, you know, the youth don't really recognize the track. So, I mean, it's funny. You know, my kids didn't know what it was at all.
No. Now, I must admit, when I first heard it, I thought, where have I heard that before? And I was sort of racking my brains and sort of singing it to myself. And eventually it sprung out at me and I thought, oh, yes, I know where I've seen that before.
Well, there is a breakdown part of it, so at which we, you know, you can hear it clearly. So... Yeah, but it was fun. It was really fun to do, and you know, and the funny thing is, I performed it live for the first time just a few days ago, and it was so great. Like everybody was so responsive, and they were really dancing, and they all started singing along, and it's really rewarding as an artist to see people singing your tracks. You know.
So Stacey, thank you very much for coming on the show today. We wish
Thanks
you every success with Dance the Night Away and everything else that you do after that. Do keep us updated with how things are going, and we look forward to speaking to you again very soon.
Thank you. Me too.
Thank you very much. Stacey Jackson, everyone.